Hi, everybody. Here we are again. Another BBS radio program. Today is Saturday, which is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. And we'll first clear the date. So it's January 2nd, 2016. And here we go, releasing the energy. If you have a situation, we'll clear that next. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That's good. So I'll do that again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. That felt pretty good. And let's see what else we can do here. Let's clear a situation in case you have one. So here we go. Think of your particular maybe irritation or problem that you're dealing with, releasing that energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So let's turn it over to Ann here. Oh, we'll do the light beams. Excuse me. Here we go. Light beam activation. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And bring up your light beams. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okie doke. So, Ann, over to you.
Okay. Hi, Ron. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron, who you've just been listening to. Tonight is a terrific night for the show. It's an evening full of healings and a trip to Creation Lightship a little later. If you have any requests for certain rooms you'd like to visit, and we do go to the Lightship, I've already gotten one, so you can go ahead and send them in. And you'll want to, if you're new, you'll want to think of one physical healing to request out loud for the light beings to work on when we go to Creation Lightship. Ron, I was thinking about, I meant to ask you this last night because I feel like we have some new people on for the new year. And can you talk about how important it is when we do your processes or the tools you taught us to speak out loud and why that is? Ron?
Oh, I had the mute button on. Boy, how did that happen?
Okay.
Oh, here we go.
Gee, I hope we didn't miss something wonderful that you were saying.
So the source energy does not work with mind energy. There's two different energies there. So the aliens gave you mind to think with, to judge with. That brings you duality, and source energy is non-judgment. So the two can't ever mix because they don't know each other. And so you have two different systems. And unfortunately, people tend to think a lot. And when that happens, then you're in the darkness energy, and that puts you on timelines. And you know you don't want to get on timelines to be abducted. So another way of stating it, if you think a lot, more than likely you're being abducted quite often because, in a sense, you're choosing to do that because you're thinking. Now, you are, when you're being creative, you stop thinking and you start using your source energy of your spirit to, in a sense, communicate with you. And your body now becomes the avenue for, in a sense, your thinking process because you're not having any thought. It's all automatic. So that's why you want to say things out loud to connect your body to your spirit energy. And by doing so, then your spirit can be awakened to help you. And that's just how simple it is and the way it works. So I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thanks. And then last night you reminded us not to speak about our fears and negativity so that we don't, in other words, don't say it out loud. So I guess that's kind of the flip side of the power of our voice. So we want to use our voice to command our spirit and body, but in the right way.
Yeah, that is correct. Uh-huh.
And you said the aliens can listen to us, and we could then be giving them some information and energy about how to get us, you know, and trick us maybe later. And I was wondering if, does that mean that the way they deal with us is they give us these mind programs, and that's the things, you know, that kind of create the negativity for us sometimes, or there's the programs playing in our bodies and our minds, and that so that they kind of like let, they put those in there and let you go. So you, if we then add to the power of that, I don't know how to ask it. I guess I'm wondering if, you know, exactly how they attack us and get to us, but you may not even know that.
Yeah, it's just through your genetics, number one, and as they connect more with you, and you're actually connecting with them because you are allowing yourself to be connected through mind energy, and then you're on programs. I guess that's the easiest way to probably state that. And you don't want to be on programs.
Great. Great. Oh, and before we go too far, are we all on the CLS Now timeline of light?
It feels like it to me. I don't feel anything having troubles or situations, so it feels good.
Great. And I was thinking earlier, the way to remain tethered, if you will, to the CLS Now timeline of light is to keep listening to these shows and go on Ron's healing calls. And if you've missed a show, they're on the archives. You can always listen to, because I know that really helps me stay centered and peaceful. And we appreciate all the things you do for us. So at the end of the show last night, Ron, you said I can't remember exactly. You said to do the spirit infusion, I believe. And there at the end of the healings, and I know there's one at the alien oxygen code, and you can just run that all the time instead of running it individually after each healing. But we had some questions about spirit infusion and spirit retrieval and spirit integration. So can you explain the difference in those and which ones we want to do after a healing?
Well, you want to do the spirit maybe infusion or integration. They're sort of the same thing. Sometimes on the website we use one name or the other. But that integrates your spirit after you have a clearing to come back to you. Saying it a different way, your spirit is not with you because you have blockages in your body. What caused those blockages? I guess I could say only God knows. Aliens know everything. So what God alien are you is connected to you? So that's the true statement. Only God knows. God only knows. So you need to get rid of that blockage because it's kicking out your spirit. So what are the aliens doing when they find your spirit? Well, more than likely your spirit gets abducted and may not ever find the spirit again of your, you know, missing parts because, you know, you did something or something happened to where it's in the beyondo as it's being abducted. So, saying it a different way here, once you do a clearing, then you have a void. So the darkness left you. Now you have a void, and naturally, you know, when you have a void, the darkness will come back in again through entities or whatever way they are choosing to come into you. Now, entities are not aliens, typically. It's emotional bodies, but they are still here, left here, because the aliens didn't want them to be released from the body to go into the earth spirit, so they're still hanging around. So that's kind of a good trap that people get into, and the aliens love that, because all of a sudden you start having situations to where entities come into you because they're not released. So if you have a void, that's what could happen to you. So you want to clear out the negativity, the darkness, the mind energies, the thoughts, the programs, whatever word you want to use there. And once that's cleared, then voila, instantly you can bring your spirit back if it's around you to come in. If not, I'm sure part of your spirit inside of you will kind of stretch itself out, English taffy will say, you know, and come into that location to protect yourself. But that's how it all works. So you want to always integrate and command that energy to come back into you. So back to you.
Okay, great, Ron. And we have a question. Ron, what is sleep paralysis?
Well, that could be aliens numbing you out completely, so you're not conscious. So that's what I would say, just to make it very simple. That's probably what it would be.
Okay. I would think the alien clearing, you know, or some alien clearings might help you, and if you suffer from that, and might help you sleep better. Okay, should I go on to our...
Yeah, I do some clearings for it. You're getting rid of the energy that's causing that. And you could be on timelines.
Oh,
so many things can happen. So back to you.
Okay. Let me see here. Okay, let me read the this email somebody sent in. Over 5 years of being with Creation Lightship, I've done many clearings for myself. Before that, I had already donated the TV, the digital alarm clock, because of interference in my life. Also, I don't have fun. Many books have left, and so did people, including family members, by my choice. For over half a century, I was used to turmoil, drama, etc. Peace sometimes comes across as loneliness or emptiness. I don't engage as much in society. Sometimes I get caught up in old patterns of thinking. Reflecting on life before Creation Lightship, I start to feel sad, but I know I don't want to go back there. I had been conditioned and controlled a certain way, and reinventing myself is interesting. Manifestation has always been easy for me, except living on this planet has left me many times clueless. So thank you, listener, for sharing that, and we're glad that the healings have changed your life. I like that. I don't know if this is the same person who requested last night a clearing for loneliness, and we're talking about emptiness. But that's a very interesting idea that perhaps being peaceful could get confused with loneliness and emptiness. Can you talk to that a little, Ron?
Yeah, that's a good one. More than likely, you know, that's the way you could describe it even. Because when you're at peace, then you're not needy. And so not being needy may make you feel like you're lonely, because you're not looking for something outside of yourself. So that's kind of how I would, kind of look at that. So, yeah, I would say that's correct. And you eventually change as you start understanding more about who you are. And once that happens to you, then voila, you're home free. And then nothing is going to bother you like it really has done before, because you're already in the energy of peace. And the peace, you can't take that away from you. And if you try to take it away, then all of a sudden you're going to realize that you're now in duality. Back to you.
Okay. Yes, that's, you know, really a great thought that listener had. Thank you so much. So someone else wrote in that they are thankful and grateful for Ron's teachings, which they use daily. You have taught me the mind to heart drop, to be in the now, to increase my life force energy, using the finger exercise, and to, again, be in the now and understand the difference of when you're living in the past, the present, and the future, how not to be programmed, also for the clearings and much more. Blessings.
Right.
So, yes, all your tools are so helpful to people, Ron, and we all really appreciate that. Oh, getting a lot of requests for rooms for tonight, so that's good. And someone has a question here. It doesn't seem like the local stores have more people. Doesn't it seem like the local stores have lots more people? And it seems the population has increased by about 3%. Are they bringing in another alien robotic group?
Well, if you're noticing that, very possibly.
Interesting.
So I would say it can go both ways. Just kind of watch and see how shopping centers look and how many people are in those shopping centers.
Right.
So, yeah, right. It could work either way. Yeah, I would say that they are dropping in more clones, which is their intent. Unfortunately, get rid of humans and bring in clones.
Right.
So back to you.
Okay. So I found now a message from the person that wrote in last night talking about feeling emptiness. And this person, this listener, has done quite a few whole life clearings. And she's asking, should she do the abandonment loneliness clearing to clear the emptiness? And I hope that this listener is listening tonight, and maybe it is just as simple as she's mistaking peace for the, emptiness for peace, and that maybe there's a way to adjust to feeling good about being at peace.
You have to work into changing the energy yourself on how you're feeling, about feeling empty. So you may want to do an emotional clearing or something like that, because you're trying to be drawn back into the other energies. So that's how I would look at that. The only reason why you're feeling empty is because you're missing something out there. So the aliens are trying to bring you back into the energy of non-peace.
Okay. Someone had an interesting question, Ron. Are there light beings on the light ship who may want to share something with us? I guess they mean information of some type.
No, they don't. They're in the present moment. There were no thoughts, so they couldn't share anything.
Right. So the person that asked about sleep paralysis, I mentioned the alien clearings. Are there any other healings, Ron, that you can think of if that has happened to someone that they could to do for themselves?
Planetar vortex clearing, possibly. Maybe they're being abducted by the planets, possibly. And that energy of mind control is coming through the planets, maybe making you having a problem with your sleep patterns. That's just another way of looking at it, but that could be very valid. In fact, we might see if anybody else has tried and done that clearing. I'd be very interested if somebody had it helped with sleep patterns.
Yes. When you do the 4-in-1 clearing, which is a personalized clearing that you do for people, you do clear us of planets, but the planet vortex you're talking about now is different, slightly different. Can you explain how those are different, Ron?
Well, the planet clearing goes through a lot of different energies. So when I clear you, I'm just clearing one or two of them at best. That clearing goes through, you know, a lot of different types of clearings of different planets. So it's, you know, probably more than
the planet vortex one, you mean? The planet vortex.
Yeah.
Yes, okay, so that one's a little more thorough.
That's a lot more thorough, yes.
Oh, okay. Great. So let's see. Could we have a sample healing, Ron? I'm trying to think of what would be maybe a pain release in case somebody's has something going on.
Okay, so if you do, here we go. Pain release, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And here we go again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke.
Thank you, Ron. And let's see. Someone wrote in also about last night's show. Tonight, at the end of the show, meaning last night, Ron did a healing where we could own our spirit more. It was brilliant because usually I am owning the concept and not the actual connection to my spirit. I felt my spirit tonight. Thank you very much. So very interesting. I understand that feeling that you're trying or you believe you're connecting to your spirit, but you more kind of hope you're connecting to your spirit. So the person really got it and absorbed literally what it felt like to have a spirit with them. And that was very wonderful, Ron. You probably don't even remember that you did that for us, right?
Don't remember. We could try that again, though.
Okay, let's do it.
Connecting more of your spirit energy to you. This would be probably what's outside of your body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. Oh, back to you.
Okay, Ron. Yeah, that feels really wonderful. Thank you so much. So tomorrow at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific time, we'll begin the four-hour call where Ron is going to allow us to sample energies from the coming 12 months of 2016. And it's cost $20 to be on the call. If you haven't received the email, first of all, you'll want to sign up for Ron's emails, which you can do on his website, creationlightship.com, and on the right-hand side gives you a place to put your email in. But meantime, if you didn't get it, as it's tomorrow, you can send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll forward you the email, and it has a little link to PayPal right on there. You can also go on Ron's website and click on events, and it'll take you to the PayPal link. It's $20. So we put together a list of some suggested intentions for people to kind of work with so that they can have some ideas to write intentions for tomorrow. And I had a request to read them on the air, so I thought I would do some of that. I sent out this list to quite a few people last night. And we had someone write in today to add one, and this is a really good idea. So I'll start with a new one, which is for the whole year, not a certain month, to break up your routine in big ways and in little ways. And she suggested quite a few things, like using the opposite hand for things and getting up at different times. Like if you always get up at 7, even if you, like I set an alarm for the 5:30 phone calls, Ron, every day so I don't forget to call in. So I don't always set it for exactly the same time every day. I try to change it so I'm not always saying that same number all the time that I used to, you know, set it up for. So this listener, thank you very much, put in, you know, do not always do the same things in a rote way, especially when you first get up so you don't become programmed. Don't sit in the same chair, change position of recliners, etc. Drive different routes, make calls at different times, like a little earlier or a little later. Don't always answer the phone when it rings. Let it ring and call back later. Eat with different hands. Do not go on your computer for emails or anything else, I guess, at the same time each day or whatever, and take breaks during the day. And okay, and then she ends by saying, this can cause some confusion for you and drive you up a wall a little. It takes some thought, but it's, you know, yes, worth doing. So thank you very much, listener. That's a wonderful idea to add that to the list of things to think about doing. Do you want to add any remarks to that, Ron?
Yeah, it's good to change your routine. You know, even get up a few minutes early and switch it around. I wouldn't go later because that could cause a problem, but maybe change your routine, maybe drive a different, down a different block if you go to work, or just do something a little bit different. Because remember, the Utes, the Unwanted Universal Travelers out there, keep track of what you're doing. So when you change your routine, they may go, uh-oh. You know, a lot of people who are dealing with being attacked, we'll say, by aliens at night when they're sleeping, I always say, well, move over a little bit. Change your location on your bed. Is it like a GPS location? Go in a different room. And normally that'll work for, you know, maybe even a week until they got to figure out where you are. So that's the whole process, is to change your routine so they don't track you, because they are putting you on programs and they're expecting you to follow that same program every day. So get off that program because you're already running it. And it's much like getting into your car. You all probably out there drive a car. Maybe in New York you may not, but you know, you open the door, you get in the car. Do you start the car first? Or do you put the seatbelt on first? Okay. Whatever you're doing, it's going to probably be the same every time. So change that routine. And you may start to figure out that you can now, you know, change what you're doing and not have other things connect to you. So back to you.
Okay. And, you know, I should say that Ron wants us to write down our intentions. You know, you can think of it as one a month, or it doesn't even have to be that. It could just be, you know, as many as you think. And then you'll be able to experience the energy and figure out what will push forward or help you with whatever, you know, you want to accomplish on the different months. So I'll continue.
Yeah, last year we had a lot of alien abductions, I think starting from February on, felt kind of eerie. I think maybe the third, fourth, fifth, sixth month or something. Maybe if we have somebody out there, maybe they want to write down, send us something right now for the program. What they experienced was 100% dead on, or how they navigated or changed, you know, their way of behaviors since they realized
that would be happening. Yes, that would be great. We would love to hear about that from last year's call. Or you've been doing it quite a few years, Ron, so, you know, any of the years. And another thing that reminds me, Ron asked me to write down what energies, you know, how the energies feel for each month, and I will. But I would like to ask everyone's help with that, because sometimes I fall asleep. And so if a few people do that for us and send it in after the call, then we could talk about it, you know, maybe on Monday's show or something, if you don't mind doing that, just to kind of keep track of you know, what the consensus is, I guess, about how the months feel, or it, you might feel differently than other people. So some other things to have intentions about. Peace, health, and prosperity, kind of general. And also generally to be open tomorrow for any information you might receive about needed healings. Do you want to say any more about that, Ron?
Normally what you do is on the call you'd write down what you believe you want to experience next year. And when the energies come in, you try to mix and match the energies to what you wrote down for your own personal maybe manifestation. Some months might be better for doing something than others. So that's what I think most people end up doing is doing the mix and match system. And all of a sudden they go, wow, yeah, this is a great month to do this year. And now I'm going to put my manifestation in, which is what I plan to do. And maybe it even changed on you. That could be a possibility, too. But, you know, going through the process, maybe by you jotting down what you want to have happen, all of a sudden you might say, you know, I really don't want that. And so at that point you can say, well, I really don't want to have this happening to me. So what I'm going to do is something else, which might be more beneficial. So back to you.
Okay. So some other things you might want to use for a guideline for intentions is work or career goals, moving to a more positive location, or changing and upgrading your home. You might want to simplify and organize your home and your belongings. You might want to begin or advance creative projects. You might want to end some hurtful relationships and create healthy, enjoyable relationships. You might want to change or advance your current career, increase your income, savings, and investments, and deepen your connection to your body and health. And then one other thing, as a general kind of thing, is someone said, disconnect from all outside influences, media, predictions, and cultural and societal facts and fears. Is that a pretty good list, Ron?
Yeah, that sounds very good.
Okay. Is there anything else we left out that you could think of?
I think you nailed it.
Okay.
Very good.
All right. So, someone wants you to talk about the specialty clearing, and they're asking, is it unlimited, available as unlimited? And I believe the answer to that is yes, because this person got it a long time ago, and they're wondering if it's unlimited. So, yes, you can go back in there and pay the $50, and it's unlimited. So what is the best for that? I guess they mean the best way to use that clearing, Ron.
Well, the special clearing is for special things that we don't have on the website. I typically put it on initially for people who had maybe some type of instant situation or problem, broke their arm, you know, they wanted to get healed quickly maybe, or, you know, had a situation going on that wasn't listed on the website. So you can go on there and, you know, put that particular situation in and it can work for you. So that's why I put it up initially. And from there, people wanted to use it for other things, which you can too, but mainly it was designed initially to help you with a problem. Maybe you got a cut or something. Maybe you had a cut for a week and now it's infected. And you go, man, what do I do now? Well, you could try that clearing to see if it'll help you. can't guarantee results naturally, but will change the energy and, you know, make you maybe feel better or even help and promote more healing as the light beam energy comes into you to give you peace, and where your problem is, you don't have peace any longer. And then you have the energy of your mind connecting to your problem. That's even worse. So that energy can help that out too. So you want to get rid of your mindset, what you believe is real and true, because that can interfere with your healing processes. So back to you.
Yes, and you know, on that one that someone sent in about disconnecting, you know, from basically from the outside world and news type things, I just think that's so important, and that might be something when you think you know you're lonely and empty that you gravitate to, and that's just going to take you down a rabbit hole. So yes, someone said the movie theater, wait for movies to come out on DVD instead of going to the movie theater, and we can stay more clear of abductions that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So someone is asking, well, two things. Can you talk more about orbs, and specifically, can you remove some blue orbs?
Just orbs are here. They're alien energies, cool scouts checking out stuff. And people talk about the orbs are making crop circles. I can't validate that, but they show up there. So it's just clear blue orbs. So here we go. You have any blue orbs sitting on your shoulders or floating in your room that you can't see or something? Here we go, releasing the blue orbs. So one, two, three, four, five, oh boy, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one more time. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. And last Saturday, December 26th show, you brought in the 12 source energies, which was so wonderful, and we can listen to that anytime we like on the archive. So I recommend that really highly. And somebody wrote in to say that they felt the 12 source energies when you did it a few days ago, but usually they don't feel anything. And then they add, when they first found Creation Lightship in 2007, they felt more. So that's interesting. Like I think I recall the first time you brought in the 12 source energies for us, just feeling completely like a different person after it, just like I had a whole new body and everything. And then it has never felt as strong. I understand that. But then for this listener, she felt it more strongly again. So what's going on with us there, Ron, when we feel different things when you bring in the source energies?
Well, it all depends, you know, in a sense, how much you're missing. Because you're going to feel what you're missing, and that'll be a strong energy. Another way of saying that, it's not that, that that's harming you, but you are getting more of the energies that maybe got abducted or taken away from you or something. So it's not, it's kind of hard to talk about because some people don't feel anything, other people feel a lot. So what I'll do is bring in one of the energies here to see if you can feel the energy coming. Here we go. So one, we'll bring in number six. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, we'll just see what kind of comments we get here.
Okay, Ron. Well, you know, it's certainly wonderful for everyone to be able to experience source energy. So, of course, it's going to feel good. And I think you've put it that that's, we're supposed to kind of feel like that all the time, right? We're supposed to, you know, we are made from this energy. And so, of course, that's the thing that's going to make us feel the best and the most comfortable.
Yes,
And there's nowhere else on Earth. Oh, I wanted to add, someone made this comment last night, and I overlooked it when we were talking in the beginning about, you know, spirit integration and spirit infusion, et cetera, that one of the healings you've given us for free, the clone light infusion process, basically that is infusing light into your spirit. And you suggested, I think, right before the holidays started that we run that for ourselves. So if you're running that clone to light clearing, you're actually getting a spirit infusion.
Yeah, that's correct. Great. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yes, thank you, listener. We appreciate so much all the people that participate with us on the shows. Okay, so someone's asking, what is the email? It's clsquestions@yahoo.com. That's CLS, short for Creation Light Ship. Also, Ron's website is creationlightship.com. Okay. Let me just check. It is almost quarter of, Ron. Would you like to go to the lightship now, or do you want to wait, or a little longer?
If you have one more question, we can handle that. If not, we'll go to the lightship.
Okay. Well, someone wanted to, I was thinking that maybe we want to leave this for after. Someone wanted to talk about the Mind Matrix bundle. Do you have, I am not doing that right now, so I don't have it opened. Do you know what healings are included in that?
I don't, the second, no.
So maybe some, if any listeners are doing that healing or have done it recently and could send in to us what the Mind Matrix bundle is made up of, that would be really helpful. And then maybe we could talk about that when we come back from the lightship. And Ron, I just wanted to tell you that I'm going to have to give you the room request that we got in verbally because I'm, for some reason, locked out of the chat box.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. So let's go to the lightship, everybody.
Okay.
So here we go. This only works live nationally on this program. And you can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And here we go. So going up. One, two, three, four, and five. And let's go into one of the rooms here. We'll go into the hot tub room first. And here we go, hot tub room. So.
Oh, and Ron, it's the first Saturday of the month, so we can do a little birthday party later, too.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, I was just thinking of that. Thank you.
Okay.
So here we go.
Okay.
Hot tub room, getting rid of energies, toxins in our body. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll do a couple of rooms here, and then we'll go to the food court. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, the deer room.
Okay. Deers, here we go. So here they come. There's three deers. One, two, three, four, five, six, very nice, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, and here we go. Let's go into one more room.
Let's go
to the room with, what do you want, elephants? That works good. So elephant room, stronger, okay. Stronger, and stronger. And now we'll go into the next location, which will be the food court for a birthday party. So if you have a birthday in this month, here we go. We're going in there, and you can look for the desserts that you may wish to have. And here we go. And there's also different types of maybe soups or salads if you want to have something like that, too. I don't have never seen any type of meat on the light ship. And here we go. So one, get in our little morso here. What do you want, Anne? Do you have any favorites there?
Oh, I always go for birthday cake.
Do you have any toppings on it?
No, I just like icing, vanilla cake and icing, you know, the kind of traditional birthday cake with flowers.
Okay, so here we go. And I'll get the German chocolate cake with the hot fudge and the drizzle on it and the nuts and the cherries and maybe some ice cream on it and whipped cream and, boy, what else? Hot fudge, I don't know if I drizzle or something. And here we go, everybody. So it's not going to be very large as you look at it, size of a pencil eraser. But here we go. We're going to be having it right now. And going into your body, into your mouth, any way into your body. So here we go. Taking your seconds if you wish. And you may start to feel yourself getting full. That's what happens. Here we go. You even have thirds, and the light beans are now coming, and everybody up there is ought to be singing happy birthday to the ones that were born this month. And here we go. So happy birthday, everybody. Let's go now to...
I do have some more requests, Ron, if you'd like them.
Yeah, they're going to go into the golden plate room. So we're going to be putting our hands on these golden plates, and these golden plates will energize your body in place of food. So here we go. You're putting your hands on them right now and being energized. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I feel your fingers buzzing. And here we go again. Getting some more energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okie doke. So let's now go to the next room. What room would you like to go into, Anne?
The centrifuge room.
Okay. So here we go. Room is spinning, so stronger. 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 Stronger and stronger. Okay. And what other room would you like to go into?
Someone whose birthday it is said they requested Snow White cake, so I hope they enjoyed that. Their birthday is Tuesday. So happy birthday to all the listeners.
Yeah, right, right.
Someone asked for the Panda Bear room.
Okay, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And another room.
Can we go to the room where the children of the light beings are? Is there a room like that, Ron?
Let's see here. Yeah, we could do that. So here we go. Going into this facility. So 1, 2. There, we're there now. So these are the children. So I guess I'll just allow you to... see the children, communicate with them, and we'll give you maybe a half a minute here. Let's see if we get any comments from people. Okay. Well, Anne, what do you think?
Well, it sure feels wonderful. I wanted to just remind people that tomorrow Ron will also be taking us to Creation Lightship for 4 hours. So in addition to feeling the energies, people should be requesting healings for tomorrow as well, right? Something physical, and they could maybe write that down as well?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. Let's see, what other rooms could we go in? Did you say elephant this time?
Yes, I did, uh-huh. We could go into the room with the giraffes. That's really fun. So here we go, giraffe energies.
Yeah.
One, two, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into the room with the golden whales. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke.
Let's see. Well, what about, Ron, the where we do the get a facial? I don't know if that's the facial room or some kind of spa room. Could we go to that one?
Let's see here. Don't have the time.
Okay.
Because we're getting close to shit up on the hour here. But we could do something for joint lubrication. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you.
Okay, well, you know, I never want to be the one to say this, but if you're ready to come back down, we can come back down
okay,
now.
Okay, so here we go, everybody. We're going to come back down for the light ship, but we'll go into one more room. We'll go into the, let's see here. Let's go into the gold room. And this will have, like, gold dust. It'll be on your body, like kind of like being, like spray painted with it. So here we go. You can feel the energy of gold around you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, now we're going to come back. So getting our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants to come with us. And we're saying goodbye to the children on the light ship. Coming back down. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okie doke.
Thank you, Ron. That was very, very fun and relaxing, and thank you very much. Oh, somebody else wrote in that it's their birthday on the 4th. So happy birthday, listener, someone who's very, very supportive of our shows, who we appreciate a lot. Unfortunately, she has a request, but it came in too late.
Oh,
but we'll do that
request?
Next to go to the Golden Whale Room.
Okay, Golden Whales, let's go back. Here we go. Golden Whale Energy, we're there now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh, boy. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And a little more of the Golden Whale Energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And now we're coming back again. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okie doke, Ann. Back to you.
Okay.
We got,
thank you.
10 minutes to go here, so.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Ron, from all of us. That was wonderful, as it always is. And it's really a great idea to be on the Saturday Night Calls live, which we all did. The actual trip to the lightship doesn't work on the archives, but you will feel peace energy. So it's still great to listen to the Saturday Night Show on the archive. Okay, thank you, listener, because while we were at the lightship, a listener sent in the information we need about the Mind Matrix bundle. So what do you mean, Ron, exactly by Mind Matrix? Can you explain that for us?
Mind Matrix is the collective consciousness. So that's how the aliens control you. For every thought that you have is on a program, and the aliens produce that program and give the program to you and everybody on the planet here. So you're all living with that program. That's kind of it in a nutshell.
Okay. Thank you. And then the first item in the bundle that you have, the healing bundle, is the barcode, mind matrix barcode removal. So I guess they put a barcode on us to keep us connected to mass consciousness. Is that what that would be, Ron?
Yeah, I'll release that momentarily here. It'll stay released, we'll say, for an hour. So straight up on the hour, it'll be connected to you again, unfortunately. But I can't hold it for a real long time. But here we go. So, everybody, I'm going to take you out of the Mind Matrix barcode here, so they won't connect to you as easily. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So I'd like everybody to try to think right now and just see if your thoughts are a little different. Or maybe you can't think. I don't know. So back to you, Ann.
Right.
Right. Yeah, where are we?
I wasn't thinking anyway too well. Okay, so I was trying while you did that, and that's probably what prevented me from finding it. I was trying to find the mind matrix bundle to tell people how to find it and how much it costs, but I'll keep trying to do that. Meantime, we'll go through the list. It sounds like a really terrific healing, and like it's something we all need. So the next part of it is the cellular mental clearing.
Okay, that's the energy in your cells connecting to the programs to make your body do different things. That's kind of like your like the mind matrix out in the beyondo. This one here is inside of you. So I'll do a clearing for that here. It'll last again for straight up on the hour. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, a lot of energy there. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. Wow. How's that feel to you, Ann?
Really good. I'm just completely melted here from all the healings you've done tonight and that trip to the light ship. It's amazing. I did want to just clarify, Ron, you removed the mind matrix barcode and then disconnected that mental, cellular mental stuff that they're connecting to us. But if you do this clearing, you get that barcode off you forever. Right, and you can go in back and do the cellular mental anytime you like if you get it unlimited, right?
Yes, that is correct, yes.
But that having that barcode permanently gone from you must be a big relief.
Yes, it definitely helps.
The next thing on this bundle is the orb clearing, which we talked about earlier today, and you cleared some of the orbs off of us. After last night's show, I saw a picture on the, it's something that comes up on our television, and it rotates these different pictures, and they're often very beautiful, and sure enough, I look at one, and it's full of green orbs that I'm sure some photographer was thrilled to have caught a picture of and thought they were great. We don't feel the same way.
I'm going to do a clearing for orbs. I'll do orbs that connected to your head when you were first born. And it could even be, on your face. So let's release that energy. we'll just see if anybody starts coughing or choking or can breathe better. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's starting to pull off. Kind of like this one has like a suction cup on it. 5, 6, 7, 8. There, it's coming off now. 9 and 10. There, we'll just see if we have any comments from people. We only got a few minutes to go here, so maybe 2 minutes. I don't know if we're going to comment or not, but
if people talk about comment, we can. Well, I do want to just say the one last thing that's on that healing is the alien and, gosh, it's got the big long name. Eliminating alien attacks, shapeshifters, and alien parasites is also included in the Mind Matrix bundle. And that's the one I was referring to earlier for the person that wrote in about sleep paralysis. That, you know, if they're being attacked at night when they sleep. So we've talked a lot about this healing, Ron, in the past. Do you want to add anything about this piece before we say goodbye?
Boy, I don't know what I would add to that, you know.
Well, it's a wonderful healing. And you buy it for, the Mind Matrix bundle costs $100. So, wow, that's really nice. And then if you wanted to do the orb, no, not the orb, I went off of it now. The second one we were talking about, you could pay an extra $50 and have that for your whole life, the cellular mental part.
Yeah. So let's say it's about that time. So we got our wonderful conference call tomorrow, 1 o'clock Pacific. And we're bringing in the energies for next year so you can get a sampling of how you choose to do your manifestations and maybe how to match it up for what month to give you a little heads up here. So we'll do the mind to heart cup, everybody. So we're going to command your spirit to take the thoughts inside of your head and bring them into your heart center, your heart where your spirit resides. So here we go. Dropping down, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, blessings, and see you tomorrow. Bye, everyone. Thank you.
Bye, everyone. Thank you. See you tomorrow.